You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Yesterday, the New Zealand Herald released their latest Mood of the Boardroom survey results based on the responses from 150 senior business leaders. The Prime Minister ranked 15th in Cabinet, while Finance Minister Nicola Willis ranked 13th. And earlier this month, the Minister for Universities, Dr. Shane Retty, announced a series of reforms for tertiary education. The reforms include initiatives such as developing a new tertiary education strategy and strengthening the regulatory system for universities. The reforms are taken from the advice of the government's University Advisory Group, which created recommendations for the future direction of New Zealand universities. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I asked Shannon Halbert about both of these topics. I started by asking about what he thinks the Mood of the Boardroom survey says about people's faith in the current government.
Well, it's never really a good sign when the Prime Minister is ranked 15th in his own cabinet. I think he would be quite concerned about that. And this is feedback from his own people, you know. They're all CEOs. And their response to him hasn't been favourable. So the government will be disappointed.
There seems to be some excitement about Barbara Edmonds as a future finance minister, but people are unsure about Labor's tax policy. When will we know more?
Chris Hipkins has said that Labor's tax policy will be announced before the end of the year. I think the focus of Mood of the Boardroom, you know, was in response to the lack of leadership from Nicola Willis and from Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. They made big promises over the past couple of years. They haven't been able to deliver on that. And people feel that we're going backwards when it comes to the economy and cost of living. So Barbara is a real breath of fresh air to everyone. I think she brings a perspective that understands economics and tax. But also, you know, with eight children, Barbara understands the importance of running a family household.
Do you think there's space for Labor to be the new numbers party?
I think Labor's always been the numbers party, but the point of difference of what we stand for is that we believe an economy that looks after everyone. What we've seen under this government is that they have really backed tobacco companies, landlords, but we know that we're feeling the pinch on the ground. The average family is really struggling to meet the cost of living requirements on a daily basis, whether that is about the increasing rents that we're seeing, the cost of food. You know, those are the real areas where we get to test whether an economy is working. The part that I'm most concerned about is the increasing unemployment rates that we're seeing here in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland. They're only going upwards. That's not a good economy.
The big question on everyone's minds is, will Labor campaign on a capital gains tax? Is there any update in this area?
We've committed to taking forward both a capital gains tax and a wealth tax for further investigation. That was what our members and our party asked of us. That work is being done. You know, both come with different challenges and both come with different opportunities. And the thing for us is we need to work out how we communicate that with the public, and if that was to go forward, what that money would be invested in is most critical. But Labor is focused on jobs, health, homes, and getting real action on the cost of living. So, you know, that's a signal of where that money would go towards should we move forward on either of those taxes.
Earlier this month, the government announced reforms surrounding universities. What is your response to this proposal?
Yeah, this government has taken forward a really ideological view of tertiary education. We've seen the rollback of vocational education in this country and, you know, more than 1,000 jobs lost as a result. Courses cut and campuses being closed because of the decisions and choices of this government. So when it comes to universities, I was at University of Canterbury yesterday. As I go around the country talking about the tertiary education strategy that's in front of everyone for consultation, the concerns that I'm hearing really is that the government is too focused on growth. They've forgotten about learners and the priority of education being a public good. And what I'm hearing directly from students is that they're very upset about the increase, 6% increase to student fees at a time when people are feeling the pinch of cost of living. So, you know, the government is really out of touch with what students and universities are looking for. They've taken a long time to move the tertiary education strategy for the next 3 years through. And I've asked Minister Reti to work in a bipartisan way so that, you know, most of all, we can give certainty to the sector.
There's been a lot of criticism from certain members of the coalition government towards support that targets Māori and Pacifica students. I want to flip that narrative and instead ask, what is the importance of the support, and do you think there should be new or additional strategies to support these students?
What we've seen over the past two decades is successful investment into addressing inequities in our education system, and that largely impacts Māori and Pacific learners. We know that Māori and Pacific learners are still falling behind, both in the number of enrolments and the number of completions and graduations across the tertiary sector. But we know there is success when there's targeted strategies in place. So when we talk about MAPAS, which directly is about supporting Māori and Pacific students into health careers, whether that be medicine or nursing as examples, those are effective strategies that offer pastoral support, academic support to ensure that those learners are successful, supported and achieving what they need to go into those relevant workforces. The constant attack from government members on equity funding has been incredibly disappointing. It takes our country backwards because we know we need to grow, for example, a health workforce, and we know with the growing population of Māori and Pacific people that we need a health workforce that reflects the diversity of our communities, and we need to invest in that. So, you know, it's just politics, it's just ideology when people start to attack targeted funding that's based on ethnicity. You know, there's a real need there, and nobody can argue against the evidence in support of that.
The government isn't taking on every recommendation from the university advisory group. One example of what the government rejected was a recommendation to create a more elite university system that's more separate from other tertiary institutions. Do you agree with the decision not to go down this pathway?
I agree with the fact that that would require a bit more work. There needs to be stability across the university sector. With our eight universities, we need to understand how they can work together, how they can be producing the graduates that we need. We've seen the government attack both, you know, arts and commerce, and they've argued that STEM subjects become more of a priority. The reality is that we need to support every learner in the tertiary sector, no matter what they're studying, and universities have a role to play in that. There is a point, I think, that needs further investigation, which is when we're competing against the rest of the world, that we need to ensure that our universities are competitive and that they stack up. And the recommendation was one way in which we might achieve that, but we need to look at other ways as well.
Was there anything else not covered in the announcement or the report that you'd like to be part of any immediate tertiary education reforms?
Well, we've seen the government double down on what the sector has called erasing Te Tiriti in legislation and in the strategy. The feedback has been quite concerning and alarming for them that they've started to dilute the role that Māori, iwi, mana whenua play in the tertiary education strategy and the roll-on effect for Pacific and ethnic communities participating in the sector. So, you know, I want some immediate action on that. We worked hard in the last Labor government to include Te Tiriti and targeted funding where it's needed. So to have a strategy that dilutes that is problematic in my view, and I would look to that sooner rather than later.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on the results of the New Zealand Herald's Mood of the Boardroom survey and the university reforms announced by the government earlier this month.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.